This is the Dharma talk on 11 August 2016. This Dharma talk was given by Lungpho Thongbai Papatsaro in Wat Na Luang Monastery in Udon Thani, Thailand. The way to practice the mind. We practice and train the mind for what? And practice and train the body for what? Practice and train the speech for what? Why we keep busy to doing this? The rock in the mountain. The trees in forest. The rock is still the rock. The tree is still the tree. The earth, the water, the fire, the wind, they are still live like that. But if we don't select them, if we don't choose them, if we don't bring them together and create a new thing, then they will live like that by their nature. And it could be useless or no essential in there. Yes, we accept that we have the eyes, the ears, the nose, the tongue, the body and mind. But if we just let them live like this, with nothing, with no purpose, it's like the rock or the tree in the mountain. Universe take them to build a house, so it still be a tree or a rock, and useless. Then the Buddha or the Arahant monk cannot arise, cannot happen. It's only the ruffian or the evil that still remain. Because the evil love to stay in the rock, in the mountain, in the forest. And also for the Buddha and Arahant monk, they love to stay in the forest and the mountain too. But the way to practice to the mind is so different. We cannot compare it. What is the purpose to practice the mind? It is better if we just let the mind live and be the slave of defilement and suffering. Yes, it's good if you can let your mind live like that. But if this world is all have stupid people and you want to live with these stupid people, then this world stay in the darkness and no light at all, no brightness at all. So how could you live like that? Then your life will be the same like the worm in toilet or the bat in a dark cave. So don't try to challenge about this, because this kind of delusion impression the mind of our being already. The tree, the mountain, they don't have delusion, but all minds have delusion. Even though for the normal animal, their mind don't have many delusion, but human minds has a lot of delusion. We come to practice the mind for what? This is the path of spiritual and the mind. If we train the mind for the basic, at least it will change from the people become a real human. In the other state, if you practice in the mind in the middle, then your mind will be a deva or god or brahmins. And in the highest level, to practice the mind, then your mind will become the Buddha or Arahant. That's it. This is the three movements of the mind. Nothing else more than this. The first way to practice the mind is close the hell and come out to be a person who has hiri-otapa or moral shame. And you can move to the next step, to practice and train your mind to stay in the peacefulness. This is called samatha. And you will see that the body and the mind is the real delusion. They are playing, they are deceiving with you. But if you train and practice until the end, or in the other words, we call enlightenment. So this one, it will make you become the Buddha or Arahant. Then all the delusion will be removed. It's only the path or Makkha to practice. That's why I take the people to train and practice this. We should know all about this. For being a normal people, it's difficult to practice this, especially you let the normal people practice to normal people. In the end, you still become the normal people, cannot change until the day you die. Still be the same species. Yes, the rock is still the rock, the tree is still the trees, except you take them and change them to build a house or the building, or even can make the road. So you can take a look in this. So don't practice stupidly in here. The eye, the ears, nose, tongue, and body, they are like the forest by the mountain. So therefore, what is the purpose that we come to practice the mind? Because you were born for many 10 years already, and you do not think about this. No matter what, younger is stupid, or older is stupid. Never stop, and never end. So today, I want to cut the string attached. I don't want to see this stupid anymore, and no secret place on earth. Even though you hide yourself underground, they can see. Or you go higher than the sky, they still can see. Because under the ground is the hell, they can see you. Or higher than the sky is the Arahant monk, they can see you. Don't think that you stay in middle and live with stupid and nobody see you with this. It does matter if in this earth had many bad people and they keep doing bad sin. But you should concern about yourself. It's no problem if you are the only one want to do the goodness, want to be a good person. Because in Pali word, it say Atthammo Viriyang Neti. A person who do the bad karma, who do the bad sin, will go to hell. And papeti sukhating, a person who do merit, who practice the mind, they will go to a good place. That's why I bring you to come to practice at here. So the sin bring you to hell, but the dharma bring you to good place. But why you try to go to hell? Or what is the good point in that? If it's good to be in hell, then you are better to teach the world. Take the hell to teach this world. Which part of hell is wonderful? So don't challenge or don't show off about this. So even though for billion years, if only this world or on this earth covered by hell, how could you live like that? It's no surprise, you just live in hell, that's all. But in million years, if you can extinguish the fire, extinguish the hell, then it's nirvana, and you live in nirvana. So this is my teaching. If you want to be stupid, you should get out from here. Don't stay here and destroy the utter peacefulness. So the most powerful sin is unrespect in the Dharma. Nothing worse than ungrateful to the Dharma. What is the most powerful Dharma if you don't pay respect in that? It's a nirvana, because every Buddha worship the nirvana. The Buddha give a honor to the nirvana. He said this is the best Dharma, the highest Dharma, the supreme Dharma is nirvana. And nothing else can compare. Do you know about this? Do you see about this? So don't show off, don't express. Okay, you better stay silent first. The way to practice, to teach your mind. It's not difficult, it's not easy, but you should know your mind first. When they try to catch the eel in mud, they don't only use their hand, but they have some equipment, some tool to help catch the fish in mud. It's difficult. So the same, if you want to catch the craving in mind, you need the equipment too. You know this? Do you see this? You have to take a look inside. How to practice the mind until you can see the mind. But right now we don't practice the mind. But we practice to follow the craving. And then you only get craving. Even though you consume until the day you die, but you never get tired with this. This is too much. Which part of craving that gives you the happiness? It's nothing. And no way. Even though the sexual desire or undesire, this is the craving, but it never gives you any happiness. So don't pretend to grab this happiness, because there is no happiness at all in tanha or craving. If the mind stay with craving, you only see and have the suffering inside. No matter what, how many times that you try to clean and clear, or clean inside out, but if there is still craving inside, then the suffering is still there. Even though you die for a million times, and your pile of bones higher than the mountain, but if you never end the craving, the next life, when you reborn, you will live with the craving again. This is what talking in the Pali Canon, in the chapter 3, in the Tanha Sutra. So now, can you see, and can you know your mind or not? Don't be stupid. Don't try to ignore. Because right now you're walking on the fire. You're walking on throne. If you accept that you are stupid, then you will be a smart person. But if you try to show off that I am a smart person, then you might still stay in stupidity. This is the way it is, because this is delusion. So therefore today, practice the mind is not practice for someone special. or for anyone. Because for the mind is not belong to anyone. And no one is the owner of the mind. No owner, no man, no woman, no human, no animal, no being, no formation or sankhara in the mind. It's just the mind. If you think this mind belongs to you, so then can you buy your mind to stay with you? Make it tight. And then let's see, the mind will stay with you or not. Because in the mind has no form, no sound, no picture. Why don't you see the point as, oh, actually, it's nothing. We cannot create anything in nothing. But the mind that I want you to practice and train is different. It's not the mind like that. For the Buddha, he gave the blessing. He said, this kind of mind we call Dharma. This is not the mind, but it's the Dharma. Because in every point, in every moment, must be the Dharma. Because the Dharma is the real, the truth of the mind. You need to remember this from this moment on until the day you die. So everyone should know about this. Don't challenge. You know, the hell has no border. The human can fall in hell. The animal can fall in hell. Even though cat or dog or small insect can fall in hell. Elephant can fall in hell. The Deva or gods or Brahmins, they can fall in hell. Even though some famous monk like Thevathat, he also fall in hell. It does matter. Anyone can fall in hell. Because the craving, they stay in the mind. You have been consuming it for a very long, long time. I told you before about this. But when you consume or take the craving, this means you consume the darkness. But if you consume mindfulness, then you are free or have liberation. This is in the same mind. But it depends which one is better or stronger between craving and mindfulness. So when you know like this, then you will see all mind is the Dharma. And we need to practice the Dharma. It's not practice and let the mind go wander around to searching for suffering. So I told you, if you're not good enough, don't come to this monastery. Because at here, we practice seriously to have the good result. Not practice for play and fun. Because if you want the truth, you have to practice for the truth. You do it for real. But if you want to have fun, you just practice for fun. And useless. This is almost 1 month already in this rain retreat. If you cannot do it, you better leave this place. Just go out, just move out. It's not about in the rain season or not. Just make it in. Don't mess it around here. If you think you are better than me, If you don't believe in me, if you don't trust in me, then don't ask me to be your teacher. So even though the Buddha he still stayed in silent until his monk stopped being stupid. And then the Buddha said, because my love and my kindness is not about your stupidity. If you are still stupid, I cannot give this love and kindness to you. Therefore, the way to practice the Dharma or the mind is only one point. In the mind, in the body, and in speech. So which one is the best that we should practice? So in all minds, in the way to practice and train the mind, which way is the best? When the Buddha, he was walking, and then his feet hit the stone, and then his toe was bleeding. Then Pra Anuns asked the Buddha to have a seat first. After the Buddha sit, he looked at his toe and it was bleeding. Then the Buddha told Pra Anun that, Anun, even though if the mind has liberated or have the real freedom already, but if you are negligent, then you will see the blood like this. After he said this, Pra Anun stayed still and said nothing, because he accepted this is the truth and is correct. So even though for liberate mind, just some negligence in one moment, it can cause the blood come out. But how about you? How wonderful you are. And then you think you are better. Or you think you have been practiced a lot already and don't need to do anything else more. Nahi tamo viriyang neti. This is the degenerate way. It's not prosper way. If you can see, you live in this monastery and you might still be like this. Can you imagine if you go out? How could it get worse? You will see immediately. So therefore, when the mother chicken rising her chicks, she makes sure that the chick will grow up to be the real chicken, not be the buffalo or a pig. But if you are here, you practice and pretend to be the others, not the real chicken. The disciple of the Buddha never get over on the shore. You see, how many water in the ocean, but it never get over the shore. But for you, just your saliva is over your mouth, is over the shore already. So how could you make your practice its work? Because you never teach your mind, never teach your heart. Lack of Dharma, lack of wisdom. So these 300 bones that make you stand, sit, walk, and lay down. Do you think this is your body? This is your mind? Do you think this is you? Don't be stupid. Because the real mind is non-self. So therefore, the way to practice the mind is just only one point. When the moment that your mind liberates or have the real freedom, don't be negligent. Because even though when your mind liberates, but you be negligent, you will see the blood will come out. So this is the best way to practice the Dharma. Then the other thing, just the fake way and deceiving us. Because I have seen many smart people. They think they are smart. But when they die, they only have the bone, the left. Do you know in the past, there's one monk, his name is Pra Wangkisa. He has some knowledge. When he uses his hand to touch the spoon, he can say, or he can tell that the dead person will reborn in will reborn to be human anymore, devas or anything. So it's so the Buddha give him a school. Then he can tell in every school that the rebirth to be the human, the animal, is correct. And then the Buddha give him the last one. This is the skull of the Arahant. And then when he touched the skull, he cannot tell because everything is quiet. Because this Arahant monk end of craving already. No sound, no echo in the skull. The skull of Arahant is no sound because it's no defilement, no suffering inside. So listen and understand, even though you liberate for 100%, but if you be negligent, for sure your blood will come out. You will be bleeding. And there's the chance of the disaster to happen. You think right now your mind is liberated already. That's why you practice like this. Or you think you need the chain to put on your neck or your legs. Then you will be practiced better. But the Dharma and discipline is not like stupid chain like that. It's better than that. Because this is the chain of Dharma. No Arahant monk or no noble monk offend that. Because this is the chain from the Buddha. So therefore, the way to practice the mind. The first point, you need to liberate the mind. The first one, liberate from delusion. So this is the first point that you need to do. This is what written on the book. Because a person who in delusion, then they will have the real liberation. And I can call this one is my family. And this is not about stupid, clever, smart, or any knowledge. Because I have seen many intelligent people, but finally they are just the evil. I don't see any good philosopher in there. I cannot trust them. So practice the mind. Practice the mind to have liberation. Liberate and depart from delusion. Don't ask each other. When you liberate, you will know by yourself. It's like you have the chain on your neck. And then when you take off the chain out from your neck, you see it, you know it. Do you think you are really good in this? You think you shave your head, you shave your eyebrow, and then you think you're better than anyone, you're more wonderful than anyone. It's not like that. Because this is the baker or pauper. Please don't think that you are better than anyone. So this is the first point. We practice the mind for liberation. Don't talk about the other thing. So the second point is, what we practice the body, what is the purpose in that? So in this body, we just let the body sick, old, and die by nature. Can we do that? Yes, we can. But then, you will be just a normal animal. Yes, normal animal that keep blocking the world. So this kind of animal is difficult to treat, difficult to control, because it keep become the obstacle of the world. If you don't practice your body to become the real human, then you're just the normal animal. So what is the purpose to practice the body? Because this body has the worriness inside. You just worry. Worry that this body is getting hungry. This body is thirsty. This body is tired. This body is sleepy. So it's keep worry about this. So if you don't practice the body, no matter what, how many times that you will reborn for million life, then you will face the same. You will face the same of worry. And just keep torture the body. Yes, hungry, thirsty, sleepy, tired. All worry like this will keep happen forever. But except you practice and train the body to stop it, to make it end. You know, in fact, the worry that I'm talking about is the lust. Because inside the body has the lust. Then we need to practice change from lust to be dispassion. When you reach to dispassion, you can say that I am the one who have reached to the pure Dharma. You have a precious Dharma. There is a person who have reached to a precious Dharma in the mind. That means a person that their body is free from lust. No worry at all. Every time when I see the Buddha or Arahant who free from lust, it's very different from a person who have lust. Because when you see the Buddha, you think, oh, he's beautiful. Even though you don't talk or ask anything from him. But when you come to talk with him, it's end of the suffering. That's why this world is searching for a person with dispassion. So now, are you dispassion or not? So how many tons of lust that you have? Do you understand this? Because now I'm taking a look to the education in this world. It just become a slave of lust. Yes, I cannot trust them. I cannot believe them. It's just like the stupid education of lust that people spread around the world. It's better to burn all kind of this knowledge. Don't keep it at the enemy or the thrones in this world. Because It's just the same forest, same mountain, same rock. And we still have the same eye, same ear, same nose, same tongue, same body. It's nothing else more than this. Wherever you go, it's nothing else more than this. But a person who higher than this is a person who have this passion in the mind. A person who destroy and end of lust already. Do you think they are really good or not? Or they are so wonderful or not? No, they are not. They're just normal. So listen and understand, this is the way we practice the body. So in the end, what is the purpose that we practice the speech? So what is the practice of speech? Maybe we better just shut up and close our mouth. It's no problem if you close your mouth. But the speech that I'm talking about is not about the mouth or the word that you speak, but it's about the thoughts. Because when you shut up, you don't say any word. But inside your mind is keep thinking. The thought just arise and come. Because the thoughts or thinking, this is the speech. So in the other words, to make it easier to understand, if you cannot destroy the thoughts of the sensual desire, so this means you still keep talking inside your mind. If you still have this kind of thoughts, then this world cannot be peace. Even though the day you die, it still cannot be peace because of this kind of thoughts. Because the suffering from the thoughts or speech is the worst. It's keep bother, keep annoying the world. It's like the seven suns keep burning the world. Yes, it's burned and heavy. That's why the Buddha says that a person who has bad speech, they will go to hell immediately. So how many times that you fall in hell with your speech? So in your six senses, eye, ears, nose, tongue, body, if you have the thoughts, if you have the thinking like this, it not just give you the suffering or happiness, but the worst is they keep create the birth and becoming. Create the circle of the suffering like this, it's never end. That's why I go there, I come here, I have been this, I have been that. But it's happened like this, that because of the thoughts or speech. Because in this universe, it's the thoughts or the speech that keep going around and around in the way in. That's why when you have thinking in the mind, you go to talk with the others and keep talking and talking and never end. This is what happened right now. So if you practice, never stop this kind of speech or this kind of thought. So don't talk about how to end the craving. Because if there is the thought of thinking, then it's the craving inside there. So it's better than this. So body, speech, and mind, who is better than this? Or we have more than this? Are you slender? Or you want to fight? So like in the past, when the disciple or Buddha, they have the conflict. Yes, it's about the speech. They use the speech to fight to each other. Until the Buddha just leave them and ignore them. So the same thing in Wat Na Luang Monastery. If you still use the speech to talk to each other like this, then I will stop. I will don't care. But I know the result in the end. It's just the fire burning to each other. because this is not the way that good persons stay together. If you use the speech to harm to each other, this is not the way. Because what we need is love and kindness and the harmony. Then you will see the blemish of the mind or the weak point of the mind if you don't practice the mind. Okay, now let's continue to the second part.